This time of year, coyote pups are developing into feisty adolescents. So at night, if you're in the right place and you listen closely, you could hear some distinctive coyote howling. It's a sound one man on Cape Cod particularly loves to hear. Christina Russo reports.
Biologist John Way is doing what he's been doing almost every night for the last decade. Using radio collars, he's tracking the eastern coyote. Right now, he's hoping to catch a glimpse of an 8-year-old male named Syl and his new puppies. We're next to a cranberry bog on Cape Cod.
So we're going to stand basically with our backs right like in the side of the car there, facing this way. I'm going to have my spotting scope. I'll bring binoculars just so we have two optics. And we're going to just look for him and wait.
At 35 to 40 pounds, the eastern coyotes are shy, intelligent, social animals. Way's studying their habits in urban and suburban settings, where people and the animals are more and more crossing paths. It hasn't been easy. Of the 40 wild coyotes Way's trapped, radio-collared, and released over the years, only 5 remain, including Syl. The others were killed by hunters, struck by cars, or simply disappeared. One coyote family was poisoned.
We tracked those animals for a year, and because we tracked them every day, we literally knew, based on their movements, that they were bleeding to death, and we couldn't do anything about it because they were wild animals. They wouldn't let us walk up to them.
Way says coyotes aren't dangerous, and they usually try to avoid people. At dusk, 3 coyotes come into view at the edge of the bog, but Syl isn't with them.
Right there.
Giving it one last shot, Way lunges into his red Toyota truck and drives to where he knows Syl walks at night.
He'll come right down this road and cross into this tall grass.
Way travels up to 20,000 miles a year tracking the coyotes, paying for gas money out of pocket. He saves by living with his parents, and his goal is to one day set up a coyote research center on Cape Cod.
Yeah, I love doing it. Whenever I'm up at 12 in the morning, 1 in the morning, and I'm just super burnt out, the second I see one of them cross with another one, it really makes it all worth it.
It's been a long night, and Way's given up on the idea of spotting Syl and the pups. He's just about ready to drive away when...
I thought that was coyotes. Yep, roll.
And then for the 32-year-old biologist, the night ends on what one could call a sweet note. For NPR News, I'm Christina Russo.